How's the word?
The word? You mean the word of our Lord and Savior?
Terrence?
I love that guy. He has gotten me out of so many jams.
I'll tell you what. What if I said Senator Charles Schumer to you?
It doesn't ring a bell. What up?
If you say it to me.
Senator Charles Schumer.
Fuck him.
What'd he do?
He says that he wants to ban guns being sold to people who fail drug tests.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. See, I don't do drugs, so I don't have a gun.
But if I did drugs, I would want a gun to protect my drugs.
Exactly. Great. So you clean up, you buy the gun, you get all fucked up.
I am stone cold sober right now. And by the time you're sober, you don't want to shoot the guy anymore.
Because mm-hmm.
You know what? You're looking at life through sober eyes. Okay?
Uh-huh.
I think that's you know, worth more than, you know, killing the guy who took all the copper out of your house.
No, I'd find his ass.
Get that copper back. Get my drugs back. I was driving downtown. Well, not really downtown. West End here in Cincinnati, and there's a housing project that's all boarded up, and basically the people who stripped out the place, you know, like basically decommissioned this building, they just spray painted on one of the boards outside, no copper. There is no copper here. Don't break in here and steal all the copper in this house.
Did they use the symbols, like the no bodies and Katrina symbols?
I guess. No, it was just, they used symbols, but the symbols that they used were English letters. They were letters from the English language, and they were arranged into words. It was just one sentence, no copper. I guess it wasn't really a sentence because there was no subject or verb, but.
What would you call that?
A fragment. But I love the idea that these meth heads, that people who are so addicted but don't have the means to kind of support their addiction, right? That they are crafty enough to find completely new things to steal.
Nice.
Like just stuff that you and I as normal people, as straight people wouldn't think to take out of a building or to take from somebody. Because, you know, there was a spate a while back of meth heads fucking marauding inside of graveyards, taking copper like nameplates off of the headstones.
Damn right.
Yeah. What are they going to do with them?
Huh?
What are they going to do with him? Because when you die, you don't have a name anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And don't say his name is Robert Paulson.
Hey, guess what's going on this week in no shit news?
Okay, what?
Hey, no shit, man, right?
Right, yeah.
The U.S. and Israel are to blame for the worm that attacked the Iranian nuclear facility's computers.
Yeah.
No shit, man.
Yeah. Like that crazy super... Everything worm that was built with military precision, that thing that attacked our military.
That one thing that when I initially heard about it months ago,
yeah,
I thought, man, we must have done that with Israel.
Yeah, we must have.
and now somehow that thought is after a report :
Report. Yeah. There we go.
Which is what's landed it today. And no shit, man.
No shit. Gosh, it's the future, man. It really is. Because we're fighting wars without shooting bullets. And this isn't information. This is us taking out
a hit on a hard drive.
Taking out a hit on hard drives in cyberspace.
Definitely.
Hacking the Gibson.
Does not mean the same thing as I would hit that hard drive.
I would so hit that hard drive. Because you know what's on that hard drive, Chris?
No.
Pornography.
Yep.
Okay, do you want some more no shit news here?
Yeah, let's do this.
I have the most obvious scientific findings of 2010. Okay? Because there are scientists out there, and when they're not putting together crazy cyber assassins to go and kill machines in cyberspace, they're looking for answers to the big questions. Okay, so I'm going to give you a couple of highlights from this. Okay. It's just going to be little sentences, not just fragments. Okay, this is the first one. Meth can harm an unborn child.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, it only harms him in the sense that when he comes out, he can't just go to the corner and get meth himself. He's got to rely on somebody else.
God, that's depressing. He's still gonna
get it through the breast milk.
Yeah,
and I think if you're really really nice to the lady down at the WIC office, they'll go ahead and throw that in there for you.
Is that a potential designer drug, Chris?
What's that?
The baby meth? No, the breast milk of an addict.
Probably. I mean, no, maybe. I don't know.
Think about it. Think about, like, have you ever seen A Clockwork Orange where they had the statue that lactated drug milk?
No, I never saw that.
Oh, it's a fucked up movie. But they drank milk that was laced with drugs, and it was served at a bar that was like a statue with nipples and like all that. Really, really, really weird. Could that be a thing? Is that like, could we pay pregnant addicts? I mean,
to make drug milk?
To make drug milk.
No, I think it's much more simple than that. I mean, I'm pretty sure that milk flavorings and additives come in as many varieties as there are drug formats, or I don't even know what to say.
It's a drug format.
I don't know. You can, like, oh man, I can get a rock of this, or like a bullion cube.
VHS, beta, smack.
Yeah. I don't know. It just makes sense to me. Seems like you could do it anyway.
Drug mediums, rather, right?
Yeah. Put it in those little like spongy capsules that explode when they're in liquid. <It's terrible. laughs> Who wants a heroin dinosaur?
Tyrannosaurus meth.
Yeah.
Okay, another one. Bullies pick on unpopular kids.
Really?
Yeah. No shit. Here's a quote. Bullies do it so strategically that if there is not a good program at the school, nothing will change. They won't change their behavior by themselves because it gives them a lot of advantages.
Like a good program, like a good bowling program?
Teaching them how to do it right so nobody knows. Terrify your victim into silence.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Related. Friendless kids are sad. I can attest to that.
Who did they tell that they were sad?
Yeah, right. Nobody. They tell their stuffed animal, you fucking pussy. Guys prefer casual sex to dating.
Really?
I want to bone down, but you know what else I want? The headaches of having to be responsible for somebody.
I'm gonna go ahead and say no.
No, that's not the way things work.
Nope, not at all.
Man,
wonder how they figured that out. Because you can't you couldn't cross samples in the sense that you could use the friendless the fucking friendless unhappy people and be like, okay, are you happier when you're fucking multiple people, or do you want to be with that one person?
Right.
Because then they would have somebody to have to talk to at least for a few minutes.
Yeah, just a couple minutes, please. Somebody to cling to.
Don't go away like everyone else.
What did I do to make you mad at me?
I got a couple ideas.
God. Chris, I have a question for you.
Okay.
When you were in high school, was there the local pregnant girl? Did anybody in your high school class get pregnant while they were in high school?
Yeah, there was actually a pregnancy pact.
I'm sorry, what?
There was a pregnancy pact.
A pregnancy
pact.
Pact. Is this like a murder suicide pact?
Kind of.
Okay. Okay. Elaborate for me, please.
The girls all get together and they say, "Oh, we're all going to have a baby, and then we're going to live together and live our lives like sorority sisters with kids."
Like in a coven?
Say it right.
They're going to live in a coven of young, pregnant, nubile, fertile. Oh God, I think we have a script idea.
It actually just happened in Arizona. There's like a high school with, or either Arkansas or Arizona, one of the two.
I think you mean Memphis.
Doesn't really matter.
It was in Memphis.
Yes.
86 teens are pregnant.
All right.
At one Memphis high school.
Definitely. 86 of them. Were you looking at that? Is that why you brought it up?
Yeah.
Are you serious? I brought up what was in the news that you were bringing up to bring up a point.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think we were both working towards the same thing.
I had no idea. I had read that the other day.
Let me play Synchronicity by the Police here.
No, that's just funny because it doesn't really work out like that a lot of times.
No, it doesn't. But 86 people. How many people were in your high school graduating class, Chris?
I don't know, like 146?
Yeah, at 150. So that's a grip of kids.
Why do I remember that?
I don't know.
146.
I mean, I remember what I was out of. I remember that I was number three out of 151 in my class. I still graduated summa cum laude, something, I don't know. Summa cum laude.
Sumo cum laude.
But at this high school, these summa cummed in these women because they're crazy pregnant. But
sumo cum lots.
Sumo cum. Again, a script idea. It's okay. Exterior day, Japan.
86 Memphis high school girls impregnated by same sumo wrestler.
I was going to say, it's like at this high school, either 80, they're either 86 very lucky men who have responsibility, or there's one kid who remembers nothing about that night.
In a lot of the scenarios that have been played out, the girls will, speaking of kids that are bullied or kids that don't have any friends.
Yeah.
They actually find like a real follower, somebody who will pretty much do anything to be able to like get in. Yeah. And what they do is generally this person is like a boyish looking kind of, you know, nobody would have ever guessed. And so thinking that he's going to get in, they let him do him.
Okay.
Impregnate him. And so in a lot of these cases, you'll see where, you know, it's somebody that just you would have never gotten any play in high school.
Right.
And for some reason, he's like the father of 13 or 20 of these kids.
Did you watch a documentary about this?
Yeah. It's a fucking cruel, cruel joke
on this kid because they're just using him for his seed.
Yeah, basically. So, that's the sick feeling in your stomach when you start contemplating a relationship. That's why you do
that. That's what that is. Is she using me for my seed?
Yeah, or something else.
Yeah, that's, man, women, they're crazy.
And I think that you don't even have to ever worry about, like, you don't have to have anything to take.
Oh,
you know what I mean? As long as you're functioning with all of your parts, and if that's all that you have, you still have like at least 85 to 100 grand worth of organs. And that's pretty conservative.
That is. Did you see there was a study put out where they broke down the component elements of the body, okay? So all of the oxygen and hydrogen and zinc and gold and stuff that makes up the human body.
Uh-huh.
And like they figured out that if you broke a person down into their component parts, like my death ray will soon do to you in a test, if you took all those component elements and sold them, like a person would be worth no more than about $4.
Really?
Yeah, $4 is what the stuff you are made of, the stardust that you and I are made of, Chris, because we're star people.
We're all made of stars.
We are, you know, we are all star stuff. Carl Sagan for life.
No, that's Beck.
420. No, it's Moby.
Oh, Moby. My bad. Yeah. I should have known.
But this program at this Memphis high school, I still say it's one kid. It's one kid who's responsible for all these babies.
Gosh.
God.
My good friend Moby just opened an observatory in Park Slope.
Let's go up there and fuck. But yeah, this campaign at this high school, it's called No Baby. And No Baby! Exclamation point.
Really?
And it's supposed to tell kids that if you have sex, you're going to get pregnant.
Why do they need to say that? I mean, I'm pretty sure that... if
you... up till that point, they've just been told abstain. So, whoops.
So you have to explain.
People form crazy hypotheses in their head with a lack of information, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are myths that are propagated that unless a person of authority comes down and says, no, you dipshit, that's going to happen.
Yeah, but come on, seriously?
Dude,
with kids, and they're not even kids, young adults, they don't know? Are you serious?
I think that if they do know the risk, they don't know how risky it is.
It's direct cause and effect.
It is, but Chris, if there's one thing that I've learned in my 23 years on this earth,
yeah,
it's that people are fucking retarded. And I hate that word.
In a bad way?
Yeah. Super, in a super bad way. Nobody knows what's best for them.
They're like bad off retarded.
They like the worst. Picture this, Chris, okay? Because of the law of averages, at least half of the people on this earth are going to be stupid. Just the law of averages. There's one person who is of average intelligence. Okay, he was the main character in Idiocracy, but whatever. And then everybody else either falls above or below him. And you're working in a situation where if that one person of average intelligence doesn't know that putting a penis in a vagina will result in baby,
uh-huh,
everybody below them, they're fucked. No pun intended.
When you put it like that, that makes sense.
Here's a quote. Right now, these girls don't know how to say no. They're having sex when they don't want to, and they just don't know how to say no.
Where's the address to this place?
I don't know.
No, those girls all knew what they were doing.
I guess.
That is a pregnancy pact, and that's all there is to it.
It's a pregnancy pact. There's going to be a coven of girls living in a house downtown, just getting knocked up by a sumo wrestler while Moby plays.
Exactly.
You asked me a question earlier, and I've been thinking about it for a while because I'm big into speculative science, like where is humanity heading, right? I think that if our species has a chance of survival in the long term in this universe, in this cosmos that we inhabit.
We got to know if we can fuck in space. Basically.
We got to know when this planet blows up.
Yeah.
When this planet blows up, like my cell phone, when the ladies holla, we're going to have to be up there boning in space, making space babies.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be whole generations of kids that are not born on this planet.
Very true. They would technically be called aliens.
They would technically be aliens, at least by nationality. But you asked me a while ago, would you go on an unmanned mission to Mars?
Yeah, if you could bone down the whole way.
If you could be up in space in a sex pod, okay, making the workers of the new generation.
Uh huh.
No chance of coming back, because.
Is that going to happen? Because if so, let me go ahead and lock up and I'll be over.
Let's do this.
that is not the question I asked you. You made that much more, I don't know, awesome.
I did, right?
I thought I was going to be shot off in some sort of like cramped ass little thimble looking thing. And you said, no, you called it a sex pod.
It's a sex pod, Chris. It's a bone. Yeah. It's a bone capsule. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to dock repeatedly in this bone capsule, okay?
Yeah, definitely.
You know, part A fits into part B, and new citizens for the Martian Republic come out.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, think about this. Think about if, like, Armageddon easiness that happens, like, there is no tomorrow. What would happen here? What kind of casual ridiculousness you could find on Earth?
Here's the thing. Oh, wait, like, when the world is ending?
Think about how many people got just... It just boned up like two levels on like
their game was stepped up two levels.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because just out of just proximity and opportunity. Think about how many people's sexual experience, like lifetime experience during those times.
During times of absolute crisis.
The Cuban Missile Crisis.
Okay.
I'm talking about things like that.
We're done. There's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, and here's
principal's fucking janitor. You know what I mean? Policeman's fucking crack whore.
Cats fucking dogs.
Exactly.
But
that's what you don't hear about.
That's what you don't hear about. Mm. Here's my question for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, would you go?
Yeah, in the scenario that you're laying out, of course.
Yeah, just because it would be part of your responsibility. It would be practically mandatory. Mm-hmm. that you contribute to the gene pool, because when you're operating with that few people, you have to keep things as genetically diverse as possible. So the first colonists, I mean, you're pretty much contractually obligated to bump uglies. Get your ass to Mars, Chris.
Get my ass in Mars.
Put Mars in my ass.
Yeah. No.
Just like I envision ultimately the war between people born in space and people who are still here. I think that as Earth becomes more overcrowded and as situations become worse here, the people who are on Mars will feel a sense of superiority. I would, you know, and there would be different factions, different nationalities separated by that much time and space.
Definitely.
We're done for. We sent people to Mars. We're done. What if they uncover ancient technologies?
Or future technologies.
What if we've been there before?
Oh, that'd be fucking nuts.
It'd be just mind-blowing, right?
Wouldn't that just tear my mind. I can't even come up with words because I'm just thinking about how shredded my mind would be if that happened.
Just if we went there and there were human skeletons.
Not even human skeletons. Like buildings and archaeology kind of site-looking things. You know what I mean? That would be just too much.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just see that's one of the benefits of being a geek. You realize how cool the universe is or could be, right? Those little like that mind blown kind of thing. That opens up to you when you just open your mind to these possibilities. That, you know, there are pregnancy packs on Mars to build up a special race of superhumans that will come back and take over Earth. Coven. It's funny because a great deal of the horror that we experience on a day-to-day basis has to do with an underlying sense that there's more to what's around us than what we actually know, right? It's not mm-hmm. fear of the unexpected. It's not fear of the unknown. It's fear of the unknowable, right?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
You know, you can't fear the unknowable. Unless that particular sentence or phrase or idea.
You can't fear the unknowable as long as you know the unfearable.
Stop.
I'm like an Aikido master, right? I take what you throw at me and I grammarize it and I throw it right back at you.
That's just mean right here, what I'm reading.
What are you reading?
It was tips for travelers with disabilities.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, can you give me one or two?
Yeah. What to know if you're traveling with your own wheelchair. If you're flying, your first step ought to be.
Oh, no.
Really?
Oh, God.
Your first step ought to be talking to the airline to see if they have someone who handles special needs people, and then start there. So you start out with a incorrect and end with special needs. So there's just all kinds of stuff like that. But I just thought it was funny. Your first step. chances are you're going to take a minute and call somebody that loves you and talk to them about that first step.
That's depressing.
No, it's not. I don't know. Funny.
I love my faculties so much, Chris, that the idea of being handicapped in any way kind of depresses me, because it's such a slender thread that keeps us upright and functioning as well might be a bit of a strong word, that keeps us upright and functioning. Okay. Just mm-hmm. like, it's just one second, bam, flask of acid to the eyes. And then you'll never see again. The last thing that you'll ever see is your assailant who threw a flask of acid in your eyes, and then you're gone. It's done. Okay. This is an old standby, Chris. Would you rather be blind or deaf?
I think I'd rather be blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'd rather be blind too. The more I think about it, I don't know.
I think it less, because pretty much nothing would change, because I'm pretty much in the dark most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. And they make the technology. I think that the technology for coping with being blind is keep in mind that I work around this stuff all the time, so I see the stuff that's available. But the technology that's available to help you cope with that is much better, I think, than the technology that helps you cope with being deaf.
So, yeah, but they have the cochlear implants and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you can sound like everybody's talking through a vocoder. Happy holidays. You're living in a Daft Punk album.
Nice.
Yeah.
Daft Punk?
Daft. You're living in a Daft Punk album because you're deaf. Here's another one. Flight or invisibility?
Flight or invisibility? Are these in progression? So like once I pick one, is this a Mad Lib of disability and ability?
No, I just want you to pick. These are.
So would I rather be invisible or fly if I was blind? Is that what we're doing?
No, it's not a progression. This is our 12th episode, and I think that we don't really have that much of a grasp on who you are as a person, so much as me, because I talk too much. I want to get your input. Would you rather fly or be invisible?
All right. So if I'm not, if I was blind or deaf, I would want to be blind. That's my choice.
Okay.
All right. So fly or invisibility.
Yeah.
Is invisible all the time, or do I just when I put on the jacket?
It's invisible at will.
At will?
Yes.
And if I'm invisible, can I walk through things?
No, you're not a ghost. You're invisible. Huh. That's the next question. Would you rather be a ghost or a zombie?
But no, let's go with, I would think I would rather fly.
I would rather be invisible.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
Oh, okay.
I don't mean that slanderously. Yeah. Explain that.
I'm curious.
You have to decide what kind of fly you're going to be. Okay. Are you going to be a fly on the wall, or are you going to be a fly on the wall? Because either one of your answers leads you to be the same thing.
Right. Okay. Here's my next. Here's my next question. You have the ability. Technology has advanced to the point where you can extend your life by taking your brain and putting it into a robot body.
Mm-hmm.
Would you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? That's not an or kind of thing.
It's not. I'm just curious, because nothing terrifies me more than immortality. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a scary.
With your time.
Yeah, God. I forget, that's a quote. Like, why would I want to be immortal? I don't know what to do on a Saturday afternoon. Mm. Except, record podcasts. But.
Today's Sunday.
Oh, God. See, I'd be lost. I'd be. If I was never going to die, I'd have no compass, okay? I would have. Because every human drive derives from one of two things: love of sex or fear of death. We're Thanatos and Eros, man. That's it. I'm gonna die.
Isn't that a wine cooler? What are you doing with your Four Loko and other caffeinated alcoholic drinks?
I'm hoarding that shit, because when the FDA brings that hammer down, I'm going to... Okay, I have a case of Four Loko. I'm keeping it around. And I'm going to drink one Four Loko a year on my birthday. For the next 24 years.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm going to do with mine?
What are you going to do with yours?
Apparently pour it in my gas tank.
What?
Yeah. I read about this a few weeks ago, and I thought it was not real, but apparently it is. They're taking truckloads of Four Loko and the Tilt and the Jolt and the everything else that we made up in previous episodes.
Alka-Pops.
Yeah, the...
Yeah, erection, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they're actually sending it to ethanol places that are currently making ethanol. And what they're doing is they're recycling the cans, taking the Four Loko, extracting the ethanol, and putting it into the fuel.
Why is that so sensible?
Hmm?
That's like crazy sensible.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is that because that's the way that it works. Like the manufacturer sells to the distributor sells to the retailer. So the distributors basically got their retailers who they're going to continue to do business with.
Yeah.
But if they don't take back the Four Loko, then they're going to get mad at the distributor and use a different distributor.
Right.
So the distributor is saying, okay, well, how can I take the stuff back, keep my retailers happy, but not lose everything that I would lose if I just ate it.
Okay. No, that makes perfect sense.
So that, I mean, the reason that, that's the answer to my question. The reason that it's so sensible is because it has to do with money.
Right. Yeah, no, it's just, and it almost seems.
Because otherwise, there'd be like a lot of people, homies who ain't here no mo. That would be.
It would just go to waste.
Yeah, there'd be a lot
of homies going to waste.
Tipsy, very energetic plants.
Why does that plant look so weird? Yeah, it's got a swerve on, you know? It's got a swerve on. Why is it all jittery?
It's got a type on. It's got a zoomy swerve.
It's got a zoomy swerve. That plant is swervy and hyped. Yeah. Hypey swerved.
Zoomy swerve.
Zoomy swipe herv. Here's my question, though. My corner store up the street here, you know, Joey's Deli, they have a ton of Four Loko still sitting there.
Well, they're
is that different stuff?
Yeah, they took out the caffeine. See, it's not like it's gone. Just the caffeinated stuff. So they still have the malt liquor and the flavors and the fruits and stuff like that, and the fruits and the vegetables
and the fruits and the vegetables and the
pudding pops, but they still have that, but they don't have the caffeine. So there's a swerve, but no zoom.
Oh man, but I can drink anything and get my swerve on.
You can mix vodka with it, you know, with Red Bull.
But that's lame because I can get my, is it my swagga or my stagga? And I got my slant on. I can get slanted without the zoom. But without the zoom, I mean I can drink something that doesn't taste like shit, like this delicious beer I'm drinking right now. It just doesn't add up. What reason do they have to exist? It's like sex with a condom. There's no point.
True story.
Pregnancy pact, man. Don't get suckered into that like I did.
Hey, do you think that you would worry less if you had polyglandular Addison's disease?
Is that a disease that makes you worry less?
No. Do you think that you would? Because it's a hormonal disorder that can cause instantaneous death from sudden emotional distress. There are only six known very, very calm people.
Are they living in a fucking monastery somewhere?
Who have this disease. It apparently was described first in 1855.
What?
Yes.
You're going to die.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
What's the mechanism of death? Do they just shut down? Like,
it actually is an adrenaline and epinephrine issue.
Okay, so like, just they have an allergic,
basically overdose on adrenochrome.
They have an allergic reaction to being pissed off.
Pissed off.
It's just like any
kind of emotion. Too happy, too sad, too angry.
I wouldn't survive past 10 a.m.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. But, like, I can't, like, see a happy couple without just, without getting bummed out. I wouldn't make it to my car if I was walking up the street from the house. Hey, dude, guess what? You're sad, so now you're fucked. You're dead because you have Addison Crohn's disease. You have adichrome disease.
I think I'd rather die of that than live with trimethylaminuria.
Yeah, erection.
No. Well, nope, it's a metabolic disorder.
Okay, what is that?
It causes patients to smell like rotting fish.
Oh no. So like their body can't process something that they're eating, so there's this amino acid that's put out through their pores, and
it's known as the fish malodor syndrome. It's released in the breath, sweat, urine, and other secretions.
God.
I'd assume cum or
Well,
vaginal
lubricant. It's kind of like
it says that the smell literally cannot be masked
at all. So like even if
it has no ears, so it's hard to wear a mask. But for
fuck you. So it's kind of like they say that I'm gonna get gross here. That performing oral sex on somebody who doesn't eat meat is technically more pleasurable because there's not as much urea in their system from eating meat and processing meat. Like those amino acids are not present. So like so their ejaculate doesn't taste as terrible as it normally would. And the sexy part of a lady isn't as pronounced, right?
Basically.
So it's similar to that, except the other direction, and it's not your fault. Yeah, that's pretty bad. See, what you just did there was you just gave me two obscure named diseases that are actually like pretty awesome. You know, just like, oh the god, that's the human body is such an amazing, just like I wouldn't have expected it given that name, that's how horrible that is, right?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give you the opposite.
No, can I just give you one more horrible one?
Okay, give me another horrible one, or I'll give
Harlequin ichthyosis.
Oh God, you're gonna give me nightmares because I know what that is and I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh God, it's when a baby is born and he's nothing but a callus.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Diamond shaped scales.
I don't even know if I can joke about that. That's just
hard,
so sad.
Thick skin.
Like the longest one of them has lived. There's one who's lived to be like 18, but the longest that most of them live is just like 2 hours because their skin isn't strong enough. Like there are too many cracks and like their skin is nothing but fingernails, and so they get infected and they just die.
Mm,
that's,
you're right. That does make me nauseous.
Yeah, that's really sad. That's not. Okay, let me give you.
We were talking about horrible shit.
Yeah, no, that's just awful. No, Harlequin babies. That's a common shock image on the internet. It's kind of like Goatsy or Lemon Party or whatever, except much more soul crushing because that kid didn't deserve that at all. Did nothing to deserve that. okay, let me give you one that it's plain English. The name of it makes it sound like it's fucking amazing, but in actuality it's kind of lame. Okay exploding head syndrome.
Okay, what is it?
It's a condition that causes the sufferer to occasionally experience a tremendously loud noise as originating from inside his or her own head, usually described as the sound of an explosion, roar, gunshot, loud voices or screams, ringing noise, or the sound of electrical arcing or buzzing.
Hmm.
Yeah, much less awesome than the name would imply.
Yeah, that's a letdown.
Yeah, it's a bit of a letdown. But so is life.
Hey, Jessica Ganahl, I'm looking at you right now. You know, Jessica from Harrison Township, Michigan. Trying to figure out how you give birth to a 7-pound, 10-ounce baby. And then say, I had no idea I was pregnant.
That's a thing.
Right? I was just having some really bad stomach cramps. I was feeling pretty sick all day. Sat on the toilet. Sat on the toilet and said, "You know how your body just tells you to push, whether you want to or not." And then I realized something way different's going on here.
Happy holidays, toilet baby.
Hey, I've never taken a 7.5 pound dump before.
I did once on a dare.
This seems way different.
Is this her narrative? That's how she is telling this?
Yeah, man. Basically, I mean, I'm putting my own inflection into it. But she learns that she's in labor while in the ambulance.
Oh my God.
Yeah. By the time that she gets in the ambulance, the baby's crowning. The paramedic says, "Hey, you're in labor." And she says, "What?"
Yeah, got some trouble in the southern hemisphere. I take a peeksy down there. Little Jimmy, he waves at me from a vag.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy.
This girl's got a lot more going on than what meets the eye. Because I'm reading down and she says, "Then I just immediately started bawling.
I was so happy.
I've never cried before in my life." I've never cried. There are a lot of things, Jessica Ganahl, that you've never done.
She never had sex.
It's cry.
Oh, God. Yeah. I went to take a dump. Thought things looked weird. Looked down. There was a fucking baby coming at me like my vag was a push pop.
And apparently this push pop is now named after the dad. The dad's name is Blake Williams. He arrived at the hospital soon after the ambulance did. And they just said, "Fuck it, we'll name him Blake." So that happens.
That's a thing, though. Like, isn't there a television show, a popular show on television on one of the many networks that's available in your local cable package, called "I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant"?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's a thing, right?
Seriously, dude, how do you do that? I just sat on the pot and I felt like I was pooping Neptune. But
how do you live with a person riding it around in you like one of those Fisher Price red and yellow cars, right?
Yeah. God. I don't know. I mean, she's a giant. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I mean, she would have to be so obese that A, she would not notice the baby bump, as the Inquirer calls it, and that she would also, her body fat percentage would have to be so high that she'd stop menstruating.
Now, she apparently has been taking the birth controls the whole time, so.
Oh, okay, so yeah, she thought she was covered.
Yeah. I guess if she was taking the Seasonal or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Take some Chantix. Get off the SIGs and kill somebody. Why not?
Maybe. Could be. Gonna pop a couple Pristique.
Life's complicated.
Dude, life is way more complicated for her.
Oh, I just don't understand. So the majority of what you just told me, the majority of what you just told the listeners, was the narrative as she presented it. God.
Yeah.
So she's never had a kid before.
Well, no. Yeah, I guess. It doesn't say whether it's her first or not.
Ah, yeah.
If it's her second or third or 16, if it's more than, if she's already had a child, that makes this one, like, it's pretty much screwed from the beginning.
I've never cried in my life. I cried 5 times today.
I'm very in tune
with my emotions.
You need to fucking get it together. Cause that's way too much.
that is a lot of crying.
Tons of crying.
I can understand some crying.
I cry after every meal.
I brush my teeth while I'm crying after every meal. I chase the devil tonight, don't chase the devil tonight. Hey man, what'd you do last night, buddy?
Oh, nothing. I just listened to that new podcast from Those Damn Ross Kids. It's pretty funny.
Oh, is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Like, do they charge for it?
No, it's totally free.
Huh. That's nice of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but the good news is that you can actually go on their website and give them some money.
Oh well, that's nice. I mean, whoever wants to do that. I mean, is there anything that happens if you don't do that? Like, if you don't go to thosedamnrozkids.com/donate and do that?
No, nothing in particular. Fear the unknown.
Know the unfeared.